Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Hi there, I'm Melissa Allen. I am the director of winery operations for Simple Theory Wine Co. in Frederick, Maryland.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
The first question I've got, we got a lot to get to, but the first question I have is the I love design work, and your logo is a mathematical equation, right?
It is. Yeah, so it's open parentheses, like a open bracket, and it's simple with a line as if it was a dividing line with theory beneath it, and then outside of the parentheses is an exponent with a V. We have people asking what the V is about. Is the V a verb, which is the first time I heard that once we opened. But for us, it's either vineyards or variable. Technically, right now, we're Simple Theory Wine Co., but we have a plan, 10-year plan, to expand to a 40-acre lot we just purchased at the beginning of 2024. So at the point, we'll have Simple Theory Vineyards as well. But I am a huge nerd, and I love that about myself. And working with our designer, he fed into and could feel exactly how much of that resonates in the way that I talk about wine. And he wanted to find a way to kind of bring that forward when he created the brand.
We've got that. Now we can move on to the serious stuff. Okay, let's find out about this nerd. Where, give us a little bit of background, your educational background that kind of led you to this point.
So in 1976, my grandparents, Jack and Seal, for some reason bought a 230-acre dairy farm in the middle of Maryland. And they are from Brooklyn and Queens. They're first-generation American. One of them's my grandfather's German-Swiss. My grandmother is Italian. And they bought a 230-acre dairy farm. They had been making wine in their basement in Brooklyn growing up. My great-grandfather gave up making wine when he was 82. Handed the equipment down to my grandmother now that they were on this farm, and my grandfather said, well, we know how to make wine, we have grapes in the ground, and now we have the equipment, which was two hand crank crushers and a press. Let's go commercial. And so they converted this 230-acre dairy farm into a winery, and that was in 1976. So that winery is Linganore Wine Cellars, which is one of the largest in the state of Maryland. We're almost 50 years old, and I started working here when I was about seven. Or started working there when I was about seven. It was one of those things where it's whatever a seven-year-old can do. I put capsules on bottles. I was actively involved in signing people up for tours, eventually giving tours, working in the cellar after school, during harvest, cleaning equipment, inoculating tanks. And all of that led for a passion and drive to go and learn how to make wine. And so I put my focus on getting into a viticulture enology school. This was in 2009 when I graduated high school. So in that fall of 2009, I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to go to Cornell University. And so I have my degree in viticulture enology from Cornell. Graduated in 2013. During my time there, I spent some time working at wineries in New York, obviously being right there in the Finger Lakes. I worked at a winery in Indiana, in Illinois, Napa. And then after graduation, I worked in New Zealand and Oregon as well. And then I decided in 2017 to come back full time to help run my family's winery. But then about 2.5-3 years ago, we had this idea about trying to add on to the legacy. So we've got a nice running ship right now, but we wanted to find a way to really kind of highlight the change that we've seen in Maryland wine and in the climate that we have here over the last 30 years. So we went through the path to open up Simple Theory, which just opened in December 2024.
And looking back, aren't you glad that you went into wine rather than the dairy part that you were drawn to?
I'm very, very glad.
I could just picture you as a seven-year-old with a glass of wine on a stool, and you're sitting there milking the cow, the dairy cow.
My dad likes to make the joke that a winery smells better than a dairy farm ever would.
And I've worked on a dairy farm, and yeah, see, it doesn't smell like fresh milk. Let's just say that.
No, it does not. Yeah.
When did your grandparents make the transition from, okay, we're done with dairy, we're going to go to wine?
They did. It was in the early 80s. They sold off all the animals and went straight and really focused on the wine at that point.
The best 5-minute wine podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Oh, please, please like and follow.
And you can and like and follow us on our social media and join in our collaborations, just like our website, thebestwinepodcast.com, on Insta, X, you know where, The Best Wine Pod. The Best Wine Pod.